folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. And yes, I'm here in place of Melody Seastrom today on her broadcast. I love doing this for her. This is Financial Survival, and we're glad you're with us today. And we are going to be covering a lot of news. And, of course, our guest today for the first 20 minutes is almost always Wendy Wilson with Apothecary Herbs. She'll be back with us today. Before we go to her, though, make mention, by the way, it is for May 2022. Forgot to mention today, didn't I? But anyway, let's get into the metals and the markets and see what's happening. And gold had a little better day today. At least it come back up a little bit. Gold come back up to 15, come up 1552 to 1884.35. Silver is up a little bit, about 33 cents to 22.94. I tell you, the metals folks taking a beating in the last couple 3 days. Palladium was up 35 to 9.98. Platinum was. Palladium was only up $3.50 to 22.60.50. So, for some reason, palladium has been having a hard time. The Dow had a good day, up 836 points to 33,964. NASDAQ also up a bunch, 352.58 to 12,916. S&P was also up a good little deal. I mean, the markets did well in the U.S. 111.35 to 42.86. So the markets in the U.S. had a good day. Overseas, not so good. All of them are down. Nikkei, Hang Seng, FTSE, DAX, all down. Not a lot. Well, Japan was down 29.34 to 26.818. Hang Seng was down 237 to 28.61. FTSE was down 67.27 to 7.493. Germany was down 68.31 to 13.970. So they were all down, and I'm not real sure what the reason was. Not at all sure, because everything seems to fluctuate so much around those markets anymore. You really can't tell what's going on. USDX was minus 0.81%, down to 102.62. 10-year yield was 2.92. Oil was down up to $5.30 to 107.84. Now, I don't know what it was like where you are, but our oil price, gas price, went up 16 cents a gallon in one jump, from 3.99 to 4.15. So 15 cents, I guess, jumped up 15 cents just in a matter of a day. So I don't know. That's a record high for us here. We never had that high before in this area that I know of in this state. So it just is what it is. Markets are doing great. Metals are starting to come back up a little bit. Oil prices are going up, so it means, of course, inflation on food and things are going up also. I mean, to discuss a little bit, I mean, diesel is going through the roof. And, that, of course, everything is delivered by diesel. So hang in there a little bit. We'll discuss that in just a little bit longer. But let's go to our guest now, one of my favorite ladies on health, that's for sure. Let's talk to Wendy Wilson. Wendy, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor Bush. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you. I'm glad you're back with us.
Thank you. I had a little mishap, a little leg trauma, but we're back in the swing, so I have missed all of you. But we got a couple of topics today. I thought I'd let you pick. Do you want to talk about what they're doing with the grain crops, or do you want to talk about some new technology that they're using for heart attacks?
I tell you what, let's go to heart attacks.
You want to do the heart attacks? Okay.
Let's do that.
Yeah, well, these were scientists now at King's College in London. They're working with the same RNA technology that they made the COVID treatment with, supposedly to help regenerate damaged heart muscles due to heart attacks. So a lot of the research today has moved into things like this, and this one has just started human trials. And according to researchers in the World Health Organization, this proposed therapy, can save 20 million people that have sick hearts worldwide. So at this point, more and more people are kind of questioning a lot of the ethics of modern medical science. If a lot of these therapies are coming out, can they really be trusted? So,
right.
So what happens post-heart attack? Well, science has told us that if someone experiences a heart attack, it can damage the heart muscle, in which, you know, science is stating you can't repair that muscle. It's done. However, this report mentions that lizards or salamanders, they can regenerate their heart muscle, and science has been trying to study them to see how they do that. Now, this is out of the May 2019 journal called Nature, and they said, at present, when a patient survives a heart attack, they are left with permanent structural damage to the heart through the formation of scar tissue, which leads to heart failure in the future, end of quote. So, you know, they have patients believing they can't regenerate that damaged tissue at all. Now, hey, I got a true story to share with you on this. I know firsthand. Now, this is back in the 70s. I had a family member of mine. He was my uncle on my mother's side. He experienced multiple heart attacks, but he turned to nutritional therapies to reduce the risk of further heart attacks and damage. So now this is my uncle. He also sought the help of an expert cardiologist that was in Canada. Now I can still remember traveling with him and my youngest cousin with my grandparents to Canada to meet this physician. We took our grandparents' travel trailer. My cousin was, I think, 5, and she was small enough she could sleep in the bathtub. So I was about 10 years old, and I still recall my uncle telling us that the cardiologist couldn't find any signs of heart damage from his previous heart attacks. He took all his medical records with him up there. So the medical records that he had indicated heart tissue damage after he had heart attacks. But now the new tests that the cardiologist was running, he couldn't find any heart damage. Wow. What do you think of that? So my uncle had gone into this organic lifestyle change for about a year before he'd gone to Canada. So the human body is made to regenerate. And if you give it the nutritional elements it needs, it can perform these repairs. Now, prior to the heart condition issue, my uncle was a huge fan of Burger King. You couldn't keep the guy out of there. And but after his heart attacks, you know, he said, no more fast food. It weakens you and puts you at risk. So he went to, you know, organic foods, spices, herbs, and things like that. So obviously, my uncle's experience did not make it into the medical journals, though. So
yeah, right.
But getting back to this new technology that they're doing up there in London, science is using mRNA technology to develop lots of different kinds of medical treatments. So when they use microRNA 199 material from pigs, that's what they call it, the material is injected into the human heart muscle to supposedly help it recover. So the research is saying that the treatment offers nearly complete recovery of heart function within 30 days. So they're injecting pig tissue material into your heart. What do you think of that, Pastor Bush?
I have a problem with any kind of material, animal material, especially pork material in the body, but that's
right.
Just me, so I don't know.
Right. Well, I mean, the Bible called it unclean, you know.
Exactly.
So now in 2019, there was some research also done in a lab on animals. And so now they've overcome the lab animal trial. Now they're moving to the human trial. So what patients may not know, Pastor Butch, is that this treatment, this RNA synthetic molecule-based pig DNA is being used. They may not be told this. And the question is, does the treatment help regenerate your original heart tissue, or does it replace it with animal tissue?
That's it, yes.
So now yes. I believe what medical science is doing is re-engineering heart tissues with animal DNA through RNA technology. And here is a quote from Mario Glacia, professor at King's College. He says, the heart has no capacity to repair itself after a heart attack. Regenerating a damaged human heart has been wishful thinking, and we are all born with the same set number of muscle cells in our heart, and they are the same ones that we die with, end of quote. I want you to remember that quote for just a moment. He also goes on to say, it's very exciting after so many unsuccessful attempts at tissue regeneration using stem cells. For the first time, we see all real cardiac repair in animal trials. And lastly, he says, this is the first demonstration that cardiac regeneration can be achieved by administering a synthetic genetic drug. It's about proteins, basically, this research. So as often we've talked about scientific research, they use proteins as key switches for cell communication and functions. So here in this study with the scientists at King's College in London, they have tapped into the protein switches with the gene editing technology to inject a micro mRNA tissue into the human heart muscle. When I say they have moved to the human trials, I mean it now is going to include patients really not giving official consent. Now, this is what's kind of creepy about this. According to the report at the UK Times, this new treatment has been given to paramedics to treat heart attacks in the field. Heart attack estimates in the UK are 100,000 per year. And Professor Glacia feels that this new mRNA cardiac treatment will transform cardiovascular medicine. So if you're having a heart attack, there's no time to go over paperwork, you know?
Right, exactly.
You know, hey, by the way, this is, you know, a synthetic pig product, you know, that we're going to inject into your heart here. So Dr. Glacia goes on to say, we are producing these proteins so that they can be injected immediately after a heart attack in the back of the ambulance or when the patient reaches the hospital. If these clinical trials go well, this will be a blockbuster for medicine. So this is not informed consent. This is just, we're just doing a clinical trial on people that are having our victims of heart attacks. Think about this.
But you know, that's kind of making a chimera out of a person, is it not?
Well, I mean, look at the clinical trials with the COVID vaccine. Not everybody that got a shot is in the clinical trial. They just told that.
We haven't seen all the results yet either.
No, and gone are those ethics where you have to have informed consent and you have to sign up for this stuff. No, they throw that away. Garcia goes on to say, we are using exactly the same technology as Pfizer and Moderna in their vaccines to inject micro mRNA into the heart, reaching surviving heart cells and pushing their proliferation. So they're going after the healthy heart cells with this. And I'm like, uh-oh. So he goes on to say, we have identified three proteins which stop heart cells from dying by encouraging them to repair themselves. Now, obviously now, since Professor Garcia stated earlier that we have only a set number of heart cells, and according to him, once they are scarred up and dead, that's it. They don't regenerate. He said that already. So now he's saying, but with this technology, we can repair and replace, apparently, these cells. Therefore, they put the animal cell DNA into the human heart to attach with proteins to the existing heart cells and replicate there. So is this heart, after this form of regeneration, is it a human or an animal heart? That's my question.
That's a good question.
And here's another question. Do patients then have to take organ rejection drugs the rest of their lives about this? Think about it. You know, is the body going to reject this heart tissue? So I find that modern medicine leaves a lot of important information out of this for people to make educated, you know, decisions. Now, according to the British Heart Foundation, they have raised lots of money through the London Marathon to enable Professor Garcia to continue this work in the field on this type of therapy. According to the British Heart Foundation, they said the money raised by the London Marathon will enable Professor Garcia and his team to push the boundaries of science and find ways to teach the human heart to repair itself. End of quote. Well, my uncle repaired his heart with food and, you know, healthy food. and staying away from unhealthy food. I mean, this is why the Canadian physician couldn't see any scar tissue or any tissue damage whatsoever after a year of changing his lifestyle. Think about that.
Yes, yes, that's wonderful. And yeah. I'm convinced it could be done more. If we had more study in that direction, they could maybe find a way that would work with natural cures, not having to make a chimera out of anybody. I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't sound right to me.
Well, I mean, you know, what's really worrying me is the erosion of the ethics within medical scientific research.
Oh, yes, yes.
And there's nobody being held accountable. There's a lot of policies in place, but there's really no legal ramifications for anybody stomping all over that, you know, and doing what they want. That's the problem. Of course, you know, the other argument that you hear from people is, well, we can't do that to medical science because it would stifle, you know, discoveries for new treatments. Well, I mean, you should have a line in the sand somewhere, you know, where they're experimenting. See what I mean? And
yes.
What's wrong with, you know, making sure that the human test trial group is completely informed? What's wrong with that? Nothing's wrong with that. But they kind of just want to skip over that.
Yes.
Same thing with your COVID shots and people not being totally informed with what happened in the animal trials where all the animals kind of kicked the bucket. Remember that?
I do remember that. And then now we have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny saying that everyone who got the vaccine, the jab, will be suffering from full-blown AIDS by the end of this year.
Well, here's another important thing. According to the National Library of Medicine Institute of Health or Biotechnology Information, pigs are susceptible to congenital heart diseases. So the report lists 122 types of congenital cardiac abnormalities in pigs. And the report also mentions that all the crossbreeding that pigs have been going through may be the possible cause of this. So I would think that if you add the crossbreeding where attempts to make pigs resistant to bacterial and viral diseases, well, then you can, you know, flip switches here and there, and you can cause some congenital problems. Now, North Carolina State University also is doing a study with pig tissue for cardiac arrest, and it's called the cardiac patch, and they want to encourage heart cell division with this patch. That was reported April 2020. They said they've had some success with animal models. So the research was published in the Journal of Science Translational Medicine. I love this title, translational. We're being translated into something else. You know what I'm saying? So as science, you know, dabbles around.
Well, you're down a few seconds here. We're about out of time.
Well, okay.
Give me a number.
Well, don't forget. Yeah, call us at Apothecary Herbs. We're having a Mother's Day sale. It's 25% off. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. If you want to visit us online, 866-229-3663. And you guys stay well out there and stay away from the pig DNA.
Wendy, you're good. You're really good at what to do. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
See you next week. Bye-bye. Look back at the break. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Alrighty, folks, we are back, and we got a lot to talk about today. We really do, and I'm glad you're with us, and thanks for taking time to join me. I know Melody is actually the absolute expert at what she does on this. I'm just a kind of a mouthpiece, but I do try to share with you what seems to be important to me, and I'm sure it is to a lot of people, too, because I think we think alike a lot of different directions. So, and don't forget to give Melody a call at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. She's a lady, folks, that you won't get in touch with because I think she has your best interests at heart. As a matter of fact, I know she does. I want to start off with a statement made by Aldous Huxley. I'm sure you all probably know who he is. You know, the man was died in 1963. He was 69 years old when he passed away. And he was different in his thought processes and what he'd done with his life. But here's what he said. There will be in the next generation, that's weans, folks, or so, there'll be the next generation or so, a pharmacological method of making people love their servitude and producing dictatorship without tears, so to speak. Producing a kind of painless concentration camp for entire societies so that people will in fact have their liberties taken away from them, but will rather enjoy it because they'll be distracted from any desire to rebel by propaganda or brainwashing enhanced by pharmacological methods. And this seems to be a final revolution. And folks, Klaus Schwab said by 2030, you own nothing, you're going to be happy. So it looks to me like Mr. Huxley pretty much called this right on the money. We'll lose liberties, have it taken away from us, but we'll enjoy it because we've been distracted from any desire to rebel by propaganda. Remember, now, I wasn't necessarily a Ronald Reagan fan. Well, I was back when he was in office, but not so much once I read about history about him. He said that the most dangerous word is, I'm from the government, I'm here to help you. Well, we have for far, far, far too long trusted man and man's benefits to the point of our destruction of our futures for ourselves and our children and children's children. That's what Huxley was talking about. We own nothing. You say, well, that hasn't happened yet. Yeah, it has. Yeah, it has. You don't pay your property taxes. You don't own your home. You don't own your business. You know, you don't even own your automobile. So, no, you don't. And your automobile, you have a certificate of title. You don't have the title of the car. You have a certificate of it. Your title is at your state courthouse, your state capital. It's where your title of the car is. But anyway, we'll move on from that. So, he's already called that. And it just got much worse. We all know about the situations with the food warehouses and the processing plants. Have been having a lot of trouble lately with fire and explosions. And I'm just going to share one with you here that just happened just the other day. Firefighters respond to industrial fire at Purdue Farms facility. Now, we're going to talk about food, folks, for the next 3-4 articles because it's so important. I mean, it was said right that people control the food, control the ones that control the food control the people. That was Henry Kissinger's quote. That those who control the food control the people, and that's very true. Article says another day, another fire at a food processing plant. Chesapeake, Virginia firefighters responded to an industrial fire at Purdue Farm Saturday night. Chesapeake firefighters battled an industrial fire this evening at Purdue Farms in South Norfolk area. Plant operators reported fire in a large soybean processing tank. Firefighters climbed multiple flights of stairs with hose and equipment to access the standpipe system. Water was applied, and the fire brought under control in approximately 1 hour. Much work left here to overhaul and dump and the product from the tank. Solid work tonight by all involved. A special thanks to Company 8 from Norfolk Fire and Rescue, the Chesapeake Fire Department said on Saturday. According to WTKR, the damage from the fire will have little impact on the plant's operations. A small plane killed two people as a crash in General Mills plant in Georgia last Thursday. The recent plane crash near the General Mills plant came after a string of food processing plants have been set ablaze across the United States over the past 6 months amid soaring food prices and historic inflation. The FBI recently warned a possible cyber attack on food plants in the U.S. following a mysterious rash of fires. What's going on, folks? What's going on? Do you think this is all coincidence? Do you think this is something that was going to happen anyway? There's no conspiracy here. There's no reason to try to cut back on our food sources. There's no reason for that. This is all coincidence. Of course it is, right? Well, let's read this article to go along with it. Food shortages hit record high. Food prices second highest ever. If you've been grocery shopping lately, your wallet has likely felt the pain of food prices. My grocery bill nearly doubled over the last several months, and that is with basic foods. I don't buy anything fancy. According to reports from the S&P Global on Monday, the food chain supply has seen an uptick in disruptions, which has caused shortages matching the record high height of the global financial crisis in 2008. Supply shortages surged in April to reach a joint record level as the war in Ukraine continued to hit global food exports. Reports of increased food prices were meanwhile at the second highest on record, stated S&P Global economist Yushima Bhatti. Transport capacity remains the most severely affected, with reports of a lack of logistical capacity nearly 32 times above the normal level. One more time. With reports of a lack of logistical capacity nearly 32 times above the normal level as vessel shortages and port congestion continue to disrupt the supply of materials. At the same time, while price pressures increased or eased, firms reported that freight costs were rising at 11 times in normal speed. Do you hear that, folks? Freight costs were rising at 11 times in normal speed. Not a good sign, folks. Most of this is coming from within. Shortages aren't being predicted. They are being created. Make sure you are prepared. And I would second that, folks. I would second that wholeheartedly. The shortages aren't being predicted. They're being created. I know the sponsor of my program, New Man of Food, I was on the broadcast tonight, and his main supplier of non-GMO food that they do offer, Cobble and Farm, is closed down now out of Washington State. So please understand, this is not a coincidence. This didn't just all of a sudden pop up and happen. No, these are calculated moves, folks, worldwide, but here in America especially, to get us into a mood to follow our man-made rules so we have something to eat. Now, this shouldn't be news to us, but probably to a lot of people. BlackRock and Vanguard are taking over centralized food production technologies and will have a near total control over the future food supply in America. BlackRock and Vanguard will control the future food supply in America. Many people are still blissfully unaware of what has happened, but the global food supply has been largely taken over by the oligarchs, including financial giants BlackRock and Vanguard. It turns out that BlackRock and Vanguard have been gradually gobbling up ownership by the means of production and now intend to lord it over the masses by centralizing all food production technologies in the United States and saving everyone under their control. Now, folks, I'm going to read that again because that's so important. It turns out that BlackRock and Vanguard have been gradually gobbling up ownership of the means of production and now intend to lord it over the masses by centralizing all food production technologies in the United States and enslaving everyone under their control. The top three shareholders of CD Industries Holdings, the world's largest fertilizer company, include both BlackRock and Vanguard. BlackRock and Vanguard are also the top shareholders of the Union Pacific, the railroad giant that moves fertilizer and other agricultural inputs all over the country. The world's top 10 food companies are also largely owned by BlackRock and Vanguard. Isn't that amazing? These include Nestle, Pepsi-Cola, General Mills, Kellogg's, Associated British Foods, Mondelez, Mars, Danone, Unilever, and Coca-Cola. What happens when they control all the seeds, produce, and meat, too? What happens when produce and meat are grown inside secured facilities after gene splice or inside a petri dish and farmland becomes dormant due to overreaching regulations, lack of supplies, and manufacturing inflation? BlackRock CEO Larry Fink says, it's time to force people's behavior to change. That is pretty powerful, folks. And it's right on the money what's happening. We are being taken down notch by notch, step by step, inch by inch. And the masses will never know it. They'll never know what done it. They'll just obey the orders because if they at least follow the orders, they can eat. They'll do that. They're not going to question how we got here. It's just the fact that we got here, and we're going to have to follow the rules in order to pay the bills and eat. Unfortunately, that's been America's attitude for a long, long time, at least since the 1930s. Roosevelt started Social Security, which is a socialist move and a communist move to take over the control of the people's earnings. Retirement funds, people become too lazy to plan for their own futures, children become too lazy to take care of the parents as the Bible teaches them to get older, so we turned to man to fix it for us, as always, and they did. But now they absolutely own the people, especially the older folks who depend on them to pay the bills and eat. Big Pharma. We read about Vanguard and BlackRock. Big Pharma is set to control entire food supply. Now, listen, folks, this is nothing we should just slough off and think it isn't going to happen, because it is happening. During the 1990s, Monsanto Corporation's devastating attack against farmers, the genetically modified frankenfoods and their neurotoxic pesticides inspired people to push government into legislating certification standards for foods. But thanks to Big Pharma, Bill Gates, and pop culture media brainwashing, Monsanto still stands strong and is ready to take complete control of your food supply with the help of the same powerful families and foundations who already control the money and the energy. Their plans to do so are comprehensively laid out in a recent report published by Acorys Diggs. The entire vertical farming industry, which is highly innovative and efficient method, is being funded by Bill Gates and pushed by the World Economic Forum as a replacement to conventional outdoor farming. Now let that sink in, folks. They're going to do away with conventional farming totally and move it into a smaller space of vertical farming. Arrow Farms is the industry leader in vertical farming, and they do also co-developed the first CRISPR gene-edited produce product and worked with the NIH to produce proteins for the deadly COVID vaccines. Now, repeat that again, folks, because it's important. They said they're going to do it, and I wonder how they were going to do it. Now, I've seen how they've done it. Arrow Farms is the industry leader in vertical farming, and they also co-developed the first CRISPR gene-edited produce product and worked with the NIH to produce proteins for the deadly COVID vaccines. They're going to vaccinate you through your vegetables. I'm not making it up, folks. It's right here in front of me. Arrow Farms makes it clear that they are not conventional gardeners. They're all about synthetic food products, which is clearly the trend in this growing industry. Monsanto is creating specially tailored genetically cut seeds for these vertical farms, and the University of California is developing a plant-based mRNA vaccine that farms can grow in heads of lettuce, which happens to be the main crop of these new farms. These GMO farms already provide food at major outlets, including Kroger, Walmart, and Whole Foods, and are massively expanding. As not only fresh produce that's getting genetically modified, the USDA and FDA have already approved genetic modifications on pigs, salmon, and cattle. And they have approved synthetic lab-grown meat. Bill Gates' Good Food Institute plans to reimagine meat production with $10 million of support from the USDA. But in order to make their big farmer food supply the new American model, they will need a major crisis. The 2020 lockdowns distressed the supply chain, which was further affected by the U.S. sanctions against Russia. This has created a food shortage crisis. Add to that, over a dozen food processing plants have been mysteriously destroyed in the past several weeks, as well as several fertilizer plants during a major fertilizer crisis. To make matters worse, Union Pacific Railroad, which, by the way, you heard is the home of BlackRock and Vanguard, owns most of it, forces a 20% reduction in shipments from the world's largest fertilizer company. When the people demand a solution, as it turns out, Bill Gates is heavily invested in alternative fertilizers and is also a chief stockholder of the Canadian National Railway, who claims to be helping the fertilizer market grow. Perhaps Bill Gates and Monsanto will volunteer to save everyone with their new gene-edited bacteria fertilizer, and maybe it will backfire, like it did in Africa, when after 15 years of trying to help, all Gates and Monsanto accomplished was increasing starvation by 31%. Folks, that was not a coincidence. That was done on purpose. But that's okay, because it's Monsanto Bayer to the rescue with their big pharma food factories with brand new mRNA vaccine lettuce. And as if this wasn't enough, the stated goal of the new Frankenfood industry is to make all food traceable, and that means coating it all in nanotech. Did you get that? And if that wasn't bad enough, the stated goal of this new Frankenfood industry is to make all food traceable, and that means coating it all with nanotech. Henry Kissinger, like I said, says, who controls the food supply controls the people. Who controls the energy can control whole continents, and who controls money can control the world. So they're going to, folks, they're going to chip all your food. Now, I'm not making this up. This will be in next month's magazine. They're now making transmitters that will fly through the air like dandelion seeds and spread it all throughout the earth. I mean, they're going to make them so they'll fly through the air like dandelion seeds and coat the earth with nanotech. Look at my website. Go to PastorButch.com. Look under Mark the Beast Technology. PastorButch.com. Check it out. She'll be up there the next day or two. They're making seeds that mimic dandelion seeds, and it's going to be covering the whole earth basically with nanotech. Just like they said, folks, it's happening. What more can I say on those issues except you better prepare yourself, folks, in every way you possibly can. And one of them is getting something of value that you can keep on hand. Now call Melody at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Please move quickly, folks. Don't wait. Back after break.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back, and my goodness, the overload on news is unbelievable. But it's by God's sovereign hand that he's putting information like this in my hands, and hopefully in your hands, by me maybe showing you, telling you about it, to show you what's coming is a planned world scenario to bring in the New World Order that Bush talked about back in the 90s, to bring in the total control of the beast system, which is in the scriptures, and move us further into the final takedown of man's free will. And when Dr. Hatari, the homosexual doctor that supports Klaus Schwab, said that they're going to take away our free will, folks, please know this all ties together. This all ties together. This is fulfilling scripture every day. And we're told in the scriptures, when we see these things coming, to prepare ourselves spiritually, mentally, and physically for what's coming. Now, maybe you've noticed this also, but the price of diesel in our area has really, really increased, far further than the price of gasoline. Price of diesel reaches all-time high. What will become of food production and transport? On Monday, the average price of a gallon of diesel fuel reached an all-time high of $5.32 a gallon, which will eventually ripple its way down the supply chain. Well, here, last I saw, it's $5.35 a gallon. You see, the trucks that deliver food and other supplies from warehouses to retail stores require diesel. The more expensive it gets, the more it costs to eat and live. And by the way, a comment, I can remember back when diesel was cheaper than gasoline because it takes a whole lot less processing to get it out into the public. It doesn't need all that much cleaning up, so to speak, to get in the vehicle. So diesel used to be cheaper. But then the powers of the world found out, hey, we can make a lot more money. We'll raise it higher than gasoline because they need diesel to transport food and all the necessities that people need. Pretty smart. Anyway, compared to a year ago when the average price of diesel was $3 a gallon, $3.01 a gallon, prices are now about 72% higher, according to the data released by AAA. Think the grocery store will be more expensive because of diesel, warns Patrick DeHaan, the head petroleum analyst at Gas Buddy. Taking a cruise is going to be more expensive. Getting on a plane is going to be more expensive. Filling up is going to get more expensive. Craig Fuller of Freight Alley says that the average owner operator doing 7,000 miles per month at around 6.5 miles per gallon has had his fuel bill jump by about $1,800 a month since the beginning of 2022. Folks, that's only been 4 months. This is a massive increase, the cost of which will eventually get passed down to consumers. I really don't see the situation improving drastically anytime soon, DeHaan says. Are you seeing the perfect storm? To take us further and further, right down into the hellhole of total tyranny and groveling for food? Are you seeing this? There's a good possibility I'm going to live to see this come to fruition, and I probably won't even live to 2030 to see this, I don't believe. But nonetheless, I'm not going to miss it. I'm not going to miss not being here. I want you to know this is coming. And your children and your grandchildren are going to face this. What are you doing to prepare them for this? What are you going to leave them behind to help them survive these things? Now, I'm not just talking about taking care of ourselves, folks. We have family to take care of. It's not always look out for number one. It's to take care of our families and sometimes our friends. And to see that the food's going to be rationed soon and the price is high, you can't afford it. Well, I knew this was coming too. They've been talking about it for years. New bill threatens jail time. Now pay attention. This is unbelievable. New bill threatens jail time for supplement companies. Oh, yeah. I knew this was coming. Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat from Illinois, bill that threatens tens of thousands of products has officially been introduced. We need all hands on decks to oppose it. Senator Dick Durbin has launched his supplement attack by introducing his Dietary Supplement Listing Act of 2022 with Senator Mike Brougham, Republican from Indiana. See, folks, there's not much difference between them. They're just two wings on the same bird, taking the same direction. Republicans and Democrats are not 2 cents difference in it most time. This bill threatens your ability to access supplements you rely on to stay healthy. We need to send a strong message to Congress that this is bad for consumers, bad for health, and bad for the economy. The bill threatens fines and jail time for companies that do not comply. The company that does not submit the proper information in the correct form by the proper date, the supplement is considered misbranded. For the first offense, violators can be imprisoned for 1 year and fined $1,000. For the second offense, violators can be imprisoned for 3 years and fined $10,000. Given the safety record of supplements that will be detailed below, the punishments are hardly seen fit. That hardly seem to fit the crime. The bill creates a lose-lose situation for consumers and supplement companies. If companies don't comply, they face fines and jail time. If they do comply, companies are orchestrating their own demise by giving the FDA the list it needs to sweep the market of as many as 41,000 supplements that do not comply with the agency overreaching and incomplete new supplement guidance. So supplement companies lose, the economy suffers, and consumers lose access to critical health products. They're taking it down one step at a time. I mean, take away the food, take away the supplements that we depend on. I take supplements every day, folks. I do. I believe in them. I take them. And I do believe, I know they help me. I know they do. But I'm just, if you can't see the gradual undermining of our nation's economy and the world economy, you're not watching at all. Now, it didn't happen overnight. This has been coming on for years. But it's now gaining momentum and getting down to what I would call the final stages of a complete takedown of this country. I don't like to say that. I don't like being a pessimist, but I'm telling the truth because I know it's the truth. You can make up your own mind about what you want to believe. But knowing the truth won't change it. While energy prices are projected to increase 50%, 50% in 2022 after doubling last year. Let me repeat that. Energy prices will double last year. They're going to increase at least this year by 50% more. Sometimes I have to remind myself how good we Americans have it because, let's face it, there's a lot of bad news out there, particularly on the economics front. Inflation, which hit 8.5% in March, gets the most attention, and rightly so. Less attention has been given to financial markets. The Nasdaq just has worst month since 2008. The S&P 500, meanwhile, is having its worst start to a year since the Great Depression. And then there's food and energy prices. There's no way to sugarcoat the data, which is a shame because there's no place Americans feel the pinch more. We all eat and use energy. In its latest Commodity Markets Outlook report, the World Bank projected commodity prices will remain higher for years to come. Perhaps most alarming is that the multilateral bank projects energy prices will soar 50.5% this year after nearly doubling 2021. The rise in energy prices, the Wall Street Journal reports, has been the most significant since the early 1970s. Food prices, meanwhile, rose 31% last year, are projected to increase 23% more this year. Needless to say, these price increases come at considerable cost, particularly to the most vulnerable in society. And I do believe that's probably an understatement on the price increases coming this year. I really do. So I don't know exactly what's going to happen out of this. I'm not a predictor of that way and what's coming. But, folks, I think it would take someone who's totally naive, or willfully ignorant maybe even, not to see how far down the road we are in this and how serious a situation this is for us, our children, and our grandchildren. I think it would be taking complete selfish individual to actually try to ignore this and act like nothing's going on. I really do. I don't believe it's possible that for a man or woman not to see these things happening and want to do something about it. Change gears now. We're going to go to the war with Russia and Ukraine. The Pope. I don't care much for the Pope and his thoughts. I truly don't. Well, you're anti-Catholic. No, I'm not. I'm anti-liar. I don't like liars. But nonetheless, and I don't like fakes, and he is. But this is something that I think we need to pay attention to, because the Pope actually said this. Pope admits NATO likely provoked Putin's invasion barking at the gates of Russia. The Pope even admits that. Pope Francis has said that he's ready to meet with President Vladimir Putin in Moscow in hopes of brokering an end to the war in Ukraine, according to the Vatican news agencies. He said in an interview published Tuesday by the Italian Daily, I'm not going to Kyiv for now. I feel that I must not go. First, I must go to Moscow. First, I must meet Putin. But I'm also a priest. What can I do? I do what I can if Putin would only open the door. The Roman Catholic leader's criticism of Russia's action in Ukraine were made clear throughout the interview, but among the more interesting and surprising lines came when he addressed the roots of the invasion and the war, which started on February 24th. He told the newspaper that the barking of NATO at the gates of Russia is likely what motivated Putin to attack Ukraine. Folks, that's absolutely right. Pope Francis' concern is that Putin, for the moment, will not stop. He also tries to think about the roots of this behavior, about the reasons that push him to such a brutal war. Perhaps the embarking of NATO at Russia's door prompted the head of the Kremlin to react badly and unleash a conflict. I can't say if it was provoked, but perhaps yes. And also interesting is that Francis came close to condemning the international weapons transfers now pouring into Ukraine, led by the U.S., which has lately authorized an unprecedented billions in military aid to Ukraine's government. And now those who care about peace are faced with the question of supply of weapons by Western nations to Ukrainian resistance. The Pope began with his thoughts on this question. He admitted the question is controversial even within the Catholic world. I can't answer. I'm too far away to the question of whether it is right to supply Ukrainians, he said, before taking a swipe at the weapons industry. The clear thing is that weapons are being tested in that land. Repeat that. The clear thing is that weapons are being tested in that land. The Russians now know that tanks are of little use, are thinking of other things. Wars are fought for this. Wars are fought for this, to test the weapons we have produced. Wow. Right on. USA, NATO gearing up for counterattack against Russian forces in July or August. Folks, if this continues where it's headed, we don't want to even think about. Oh, my. Based on facts that have now been made public, it is clear that the USA and NATO are gearing up for a massive military counterattack against Russian forces in Ukraine, based on the idea that it takes a few months to build up logistics, hardware, and personnel. The likely timeline for this counterattack appears to be around July-August time frame. Keep in mind that the overarching context of all this is the plan to cancel the 2022 midterms, of placing America into a world war, before November, accompanied by the domestic police state and martial law response. Russia's vastly superior ICBM systems, such as the new Sarmat-2 missile, which with up to 15 MIRVs and hypersonic guided vehicle capability, this means Russia has the ability to launch a single ICBM that can achieve a nuclear strikes on 15 U.S. cities all at once, with little to no risk of interdiction by U.S. defensive forces. Russia also has another secret weapon being held in reserve that could be played as a key leverage point to prevent nuclear retaliation from the Western nations, the underwater submarine drones with 100-plus megaton warheads. I don't like where it's heading, folks. I really, really don't. I truly don't like where it's heading. I just don't want to say. It's just absolutely overwhelming to think these things are coming that fast. Different topic. I've mentioned earlier about the nanotechnology going to be put in the food. Well, this article, I'll read part of it to you if I have time, and at least what I can of it. It'll be in next month's Minuteman magazine. Floating sensors spread like dandelion seeds. Dropped by a drone, the battery-free devices hover 100 meters in the air. I said the battery-free devices, folks. They won't run down. The devices on board electronics include sensors, a capacitor to store charge overnight, and a microcontroller to run the system, all contained in a flexible circuit. Dandelions have evolved. They were created, by the way, to disperse their seeds more than a kilometer in the air. Researchers from the University of Washington want to give sensors that kind of distance in a way that supports agriculture and environmental monitoring applications. Do you hear that? They want it so they can support agriculture and environmental monitoring applications. Like dandelion seeds, the sensors float in the breeze. The device, about 30 times as heavy as a 1 milligram dandelion seed, can travel up to 100 meters on a windy day. To keep the devices light and to ensure that the sensors landed when the solar panel is facing up skyward, the University of Washington engineers needed to mimic the dandelion shape. And we're running out of time. But folks, this absolutely is unbelievable. They said this allows anyone with a computer science or engineering background to build up our system and customize a core computing and sensing platform for other applications like wearable sensors, medical implants, and micro robots. Folks, we are heading into something that is absolutely science fiction not too long ago, and here we are now. We're going to be sprayed with sensors, floating sensors in the air. Think about that. All right, folks, I'm back with you tomorrow afternoon, by the way. Melody will be with me also. Dave won't be here. Go ahead, take a day off. But I'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.